Welcome to Kitty Cat Cast, episode 20.
This episode, we're going to be discussing the very beautiful breed, the Sphinx.
About 100 years ago, a cat lover reported a litter with two hairless kittens. But since they were siblings, they were not bred with one another. Over the years, this same mutation has recurred and has given rise to a bald breed of cats called Sphinx. These bald creatures are not completely hairless. They are covered with a fine down, and some have whiskers and eyebrows. But many of these wrinkled bald beauties don't trigger the usual allergic symptoms.
A big thank you to all you cat lovers out there that have been checking out our website. We appreciate the increase in visits that have come to that website, and also it's great for us to know that you guys are being able to take advantage of all the cool prizes and gifts and tips and things that are on that website. One of our sponsors for the Kitty Cat Cast is GoDaddy.com. And GoDaddy.com has just recently told us that we could give you a special deal. If you click on the GoDaddy.com icon on our website at catcast.podomatic.com and go to GoDaddy.com, anything that you purchase there, you can get a 10% discount if you put our promo code in there. Our promo code is CJC, and then the word save, and the number 10. Again, that's CJCSAVE, and the number 10. And then you'll get 10% discount off of anything that you order through GoDaddy.com. Visit GoDaddy.com today and get all of your internet needs taken care of.
This podcast is proudly listed at PodcastPickle.com.
The bald sphinx captures the imagination of many cat lovers. Although this unique breed is still relatively rare, owners' enthusiastic praise leads to growing interest and gradually increases the popularity of the sphinx. The gene of hairlessness has appeared as a spontaneous mutation several times during the past century in some well-documented occurrences in Europe, Australia, and America. The most famous early hairless cats are probably the two cats owned by a New Mexican resident that have come to be known as the Hairless Mexican. Most sources agree that the first breeding program for hairless cats was initiated in Canada in 1966, when a domestic short hair cat produced a hairless kitten. These early cats were at first called the Canadian Hairless, Moonstone Cats, and Canadian Sphinx. With time, Sphinx became the official name. Breeding programs in the United States and the Netherlands were based on this original line, but have also continued to include hairless cats that appeared spontaneously among domestic cats. The Cat Fancier Association accepted this unusual-looking breed for registration and competition in the miscellaneous class in February 1998. The Sphinx's most striking feature is its coat, or rather its lack of one. Although they appear to be totally naked, these cats usually have fine down all over their bodies, especially on the paws, tail, and face. Their skin is said to feel like warm camas or the skin of a peach. The unique look does not end there. Sphinx cats have wrinkled skin, especially around their head and neck, and especially large ears. These, along with large and expressive lemon-shaped eyes, create the exceptional alien look that is second to no other cat. Sphinx cats are extremely affectionate and need a lot of human attention. They usually get along fairly well with other cats and dogs. These naked cats crave warmth and are often found in warm places or even wrapped around their favorite human shoulders. The lack of fur does not make the Sphinx a low-maintenance cat. The skin of the cat still secretes oil to nourish the non-existent coat, and frequent baths are essential. Sphinxes also need to be kept in a warm environment. If living in a cold climate, adequate heating is required. Owners of a Sphinx cat should receive detailed guidance from the breeder of their cat and follow the advice with great care. Contrary to what some people believe, Sphinxes are not hyperallergenic. These cats still produce the protein to which allergic people react and shed it in their saliva and dander. The lack of hair may help to reduce the reaction in some people, but others are just as allergic to Sphinxes as to other cats. This article comes from Ann Moss, who is the founder and owner of thecatsite.com. She is a cat behavioralist and a member of the Cats Writers Association. Okay, that wraps up another episode of Kitty Cat Cast. We hope that you enjoyed it. Thank you very much for those of you that are visiting our website at catcast.podomatic.com and leaving all of those wonderful comments and recording comments. Please look at all the really exciting gifts that you can find on that website. And also do go to our website friends and give them a listen and a read. And often they have some really exciting, great tips and tools and gifts for you. So please do check out our friends, and also click on the hot links to vote for us at podcast.com and all the other podcast directories. It helps us to stay high up on the rankings, so people who are interested in kitty cats will be able to find our podcast and enjoy it. We hope that you enjoy it. We hope also that those of you that can download video and watch video are enjoying the videos of Simba and Persia. Persia is our American short hair, and Simba is our Maine Coon cat. Both of them very large breeds. Both of them about between 6 and 7 kgs. That's 14 and 15 pounds for those of you that use pounds in weight. So they are lovable giants, and they do a lot of funny, cute things. And so we hope that you enjoy those videos that we're putting on as part of our vidcast of our podcast, Kitty Cat Cast.